Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Secret Service has placed five officials on administrative leave in connection with the assassination attempt on Donald Trump at a July 13th rally. CBS's Lindsay Reiser reports that includes four officials in Pittsburgh.
The head of the Pittsburgh field office has also been placed on leave. The move comes as the Secret Service investigates how the gunman, armed with an AR-style rifle, was able to open fire at the former president from a sloped rooftop with a line of sight toward the stage.
A sheriff's deputy in the Florida Panhandle is now facing a charge of manslaughter with a firearm in the fatal shooting of a senior airman who was killed when he opened his apartment door while holding a gun. A conviction could carry a sentence of 30 years in prison. The Fed chairman indicated today a key interest rate cut could be coming. Jason Brooks reports.
While Powell didn't explicitly say a rate cut is coming at next month's meeting, it was the most dovish he's sounded on interest rates since the central bank stopped hiking rates last summer. Powell said the labor market has softened while inflation continues to trend in the direction of the Fed's 2% target.
16 Republican states have filed suit to end a federal program that could give nearly a half a million immigrants without legal status a path to citizenship because they're married to a U.S. citizen. The program was launched by President Biden in June. The states insist he bypassed Congress for blatantly political purposes. Remember free COVID tests? They'll be available again soon. Here's Stacy Lynn.
You'll be able to get four free test kits sent to your home in late September. The CDC says since the program began 3 years ago, more than 900 million at-home tests have been distributed. It comes as the agency's preparing for the fall and winter virus season, which they say is expected to be similar or less severe than last season.
The Justice Department's filing suit against a company called RealPage. Its software is used by landlords across the U.S. to set rent prices. CBS's Robert Legarry.
The complaint filed in federal court specifically targets the algorithm that RealPage uses to collect and then recommend housing rental prices. The Justice Department says the program eliminates competition and allows landlords to coordinate rent increases at the detriment of American renters.
The closure of thousands of drugstores across the country has left many Americans without needed health care services. Reporter Brad Gibson.
The problem of pharmacies closing in many areas is not fixed by simply driving somewhere or ordering medication online. The report reminds us that patients in many areas may lack the means to travel to other pharmacies or may have limited access to the internet to order drugs.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No one was injured in that late-night fire at a four-unit apartment building in Racine. The incident called in at around midnight caused an estimated $230,000 in damages and resulted in no injuries. Several cats were rescued from the fire. Franklin Mayor John Nelson, who's also a Waterford Police Department lieutenant, has been suspended since May 6th amid an ongoing investigation, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting. Nelson claims he's unaware of the allegations against him, calling it a, quote, fishing expedition. And high school football returns to WRJN tonight with Westosha Central taking on Racine Case. Coverage starts at 6:30. Next week's game will be streamed due to a rare Friday night Badgers kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Packers and the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers and Ravens held their joint practice session yesterday. Tomorrow, the two teams square off at noon at Lambeau Field for a final preseason game. So what's it like facing the Ravens quarterback and last year's MVP, Lamar Jackson? Packers defensive back, Jair Alexander.
Lamar's a hell of a competitor, as we all know. It's just good to see him out there running around. I thought he tried to juke me one time. He almost got me, but thank God he didn't. But I think our defense flew around today, and I think we look much better from last week.
Baseball. The Brewers shut out 3-0 by the Cardinals. St. Louis winning the series 2-1. Brewers reliever Nick Mears gave up all three runs in a disastrous seventh inning. Pat Murphy.
Soft line driving short, and then the other base hit. And we had the guy picked off, and our people say he was out, but he didn't put the ball where he wanted to, didn't stay ahead in the count, walk somebody with the bases loaded. That's just unacceptable.
The Brewers in Oakland tonight against the A's. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Winds a bit breezy out of the southwest. It's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless is right here on WRJN.
Thanks. The Stones, I love the Stones. I can't believe they're still doing it after all these years. Watch them whenever I can. Fred and Bonnie.
Thank you. West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
Ba 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 ba. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, bobber and bob, 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 bob,
local news and timeless hits. Tell a friend. WRJN. Tell them there's high school football on tonight, too. I mean, there's a Brewers game as well, but we're going to be featuring Westosha Central taking on Case High School tonight at 6:30 tomorrow. The Ravens are going to be at Lambeau Field. Packer game tomorrow at 10 a.m., which is really weird. 10 a.m. in the morning. Brats for breakfast, everybody. Yeah. Okay, just me anyway. And I don't really make brats very, very well. So maybe I'll just pick up some from George Webb's. Or White Castle would be good. I mean, if you're going to have brats Saturday football game, might as well go all the way and get them White Castles. And luckily, I now work one exit away from a White Castle. It's going to be a good day. As far as weather, beautiful, gorgeous, sunny afternoon, high about 78, 60s tonight. So dress warmly if you're going to be near the lake, because there's an event going down at the lake too, and that is at Monument Park. Got a nice band, and music starts at 4:30, goes till 7, and what's really cool is free.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's ultra-advanced semi-transparent exterior stain and sealant in one can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big an ultra-advanced exterior stain at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Everybody let it rock. Everybody.
getting sick. No one's looking at a chance to make a break. But you turn the shift to any set nicks, nicks. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kicks. Let it rock. Everybody, let it rock. Everybody in old cell block. Put well, Danny to the jail, let it rock. Danny to the jail, let it rock. Danny to the jail, let it rock. Danny to the jail, let it rock.
That King of Cool right there. Elvis Presley on WRJM with local news, timeless hits. I still love this song.
Sugar.
Because I love sugar. Pastries, too.
Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and
nighty night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low. But don't ask me why.
'Cause he don't.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Dear baby, there, mama.
Wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
short.
Cow Sills. Remember that one, Hair, right here on WRJ. And, you know, when they released that song, this is 1969, and the cute kid bands were starting to fade away. I mean, the Jackson 5 was able to keep that going, and the Osmonds to some extent. But for the Cow Sills, they were starting, their fame was starting to grow long in the tooth there. And they didn't get to be a part of the family band show. What was that? The, you know, on their big, great, that big bus. No, Cindy, you should have thought about this before. The Partridge Family. Okay, yeah. They were supposed to be on that, and their dad messed it up for the family. So instead, they hired brand new people because their mother, the actual mother of the Cow Sills, was not allowed to be on it. So he wouldn't let his sons go on there. So you know what they did? They hired Shirley Jones and a whole new staff, including David Cassidy. But it was supposed to be the Cow Sills, and Barry Cow Sill, of all people, was my kid's babysitter in 96, 97. He was still recording tunes by himself. Super, super nice guy, although you could tell a little bit troubled. But I worked with his wife, Debbie, up in Milwaukee, and they lived off of St. Paul Avenue with their kids. And we used to trade off babysitting. But if his wife, Debbie, and me had something to do for the radio station, then he would watch my kids and their kids. But at the time that that song came out, because they didn't want the name Cow Sills on there, because they didn't want people to go, oh, another Cow Sills song, we're not going to listen to it. So they released the song with no name. So you had all these radio stations in 1969 trying to figure out who was singing that. And the song shot up to number one, and everybody thought that the people singing on it were the Beatles. And they were awfully shocked when they found out it was the Cow Sills. Well, good for them. They're going to be part of my birthday on Monday. And once an hour, I'm going to play my favorite song, one of my favorite songs. And you know you're going to hear Hair or something else from the Cow Sills, because they're super nice, super talented. And, of course, because Barry was such a darn good babysitter. So here we go with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. The universities of Wisconsin will ask for $855 million when Governor Evers and lawmakers start work on the next two-year state budget next spring. The Board of Regents approved President Jay Rothman's spending blueprint yesterday. It includes millions to fix up or replace older buildings. Faculty and staff would get pay raises. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie this week escalated into violence when a driver allegedly shot a BB gun at another vehicle. A window was shattered, but the victim wasn't hurt. The situation led to a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target Wednesday. About 3 hours after blasting off the BBs, the suspect was found. There are several felony charges. No one was injured in that late-night fire at a four-unit apartment building in Racine. The incident called in at around midnight caused an estimated $230,000 in damages and resulted in no injuries. Several cats were rescued from the fire. The Red Cross is helping several people that can no longer live in the home on Northwestern Avenue near Quarry Lake Park. Fire officials say there were working smoke alarms, which helped everyone get out safely. And it's a 6:30 broadcast time and a 7 p.m. kickoff tonight for the return of high school football on WRJN. Tonight, Westosha Central takes on Racine Case in our game of the week. Next week, the game will stream at WRJN as the Badgers have a rare Friday night kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Winds a bit breezy out of the southwest. It's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
James Bond. WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Here's the Kinks.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by
Texas, just like that on WRJN. Tell a friend. Well, we also have Brewers and we also have high school football. I know. We just hit that time of the year when high school football starts up. And yes, we are carrying the games tonight. It's Westosha Central at Case. And the game starts at 7. The pregame show airs at 6:30 right here on WRJM, where you can listen live at 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine, or 98.1 Kenosha.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Every day my mind is all around you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is WRJN, and just like that, it's Friday is done for me. I'm Cindy Huber. It was a pleasure to hang out with you today. It was really cool that my husband could call work and I was here. And once my husband called one of the jobs I was at, Cindy there. Oh, you don't know. She just got let go. And they weren't joking. Hey, Stuart J. Waddles with News, Mike Clemens, and Kurt Bowman is next.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. Over by the courthouse.
get started.